What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn getting you ready on this hump day Wednesday in Baltimore and surrounded areas. What's going on, gentlemen? Ed Norris sporting the old school Houston Oilers baseball cap.
I love that team.
Did you love the team or the uniforms?
Both. Yeah. I love the team. I wrote a fan letter with about 10, Elvin Bethea, defensive end. Or just the whole team.
Yeah.
I really did.
Did he write you back?
He did, actually. Yes.
Dear
Aww.
Michael.
I was smart. What I did was, for a little kid, I would send him a letter and I put a stamp self-addressed postcard in it. So it was easy. What I do is sign it or write someone and give it to the secretary and it gets mailed back. I wrote one to Cedric Hardman on the 49ers. Mm-hmm. The whole 49ers defense signed it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Were you a Dan Pastorini fan?
Yeah.
Who was it? Was that?
Warren Moon.
Was Roach on that team?
Where's Roach?
I think the wide receiver.
Yeah, I think he was. I think the Dave guy. I mean, Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Yeah, I know he was.
Yeah.
He's probably the most famous of those guys. Yeah, Pastorini was a pretty decent quarterback for those days.
Yeah, they were good.
I'm looking at 1 year. That team went 10-4, right? He completed 47% of his passes.
Did he really?
14 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. He started all 14 games.
Good defense.
Yeah, great defense. Yeah, his final year, they went 10-5. He completed 50% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. 79.
They used to go to the playoffs all the time.
They did. That's my point. Yeah. Like his records, he won 10 games as a quarterback three different times.
Yeah.
It's just a different game back then. I mean, you didn't have the numbers.
Like Earl Campbell.
That's what you had in defense. Like you said, defense. That was the key in that team. They were a team that was kind of stuck in the Pittsburgh Steelers aura.
Yeah, it's funny, the teams who were good then, like they would face the Browns in the playoffs. The Steelers were awesome.
Like, we talk about how great Bradshaw was, Ed.
Another defensive.
1 year he had 28 touchdown passes, but 20 interceptions.
Yeah.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
It's good. His career passer rating. You know what his career passer rating was?
No.
70.9.
Really?
Terry Bradshaw's.
Look at the completion percentage. I mean, or actually, you got to look at
51.9 with two.
Or look at the A dots and see what they're doing. It's like, hey, we can't throw this ball short. We can only throw it down the field. It's like, why can't you throw it to him right there? He's open 5 yards and let him run it. What? We can do that?
Daryl LaMonica?
Yeah.
Mad Bomber. Everything was long.
Somebody's got to be open down there.
Let me just throw it. Yeah. The defensive back would mug you down there and there'd be no call, flag. They'd put balls in the air. They're pushing you and jockeying for positions and no flag. Different game back then, man. How'd you spend your Tuesday evening, Jeremy?
I went down to the Oriole game.
How was that?
It was good. I mean,
it was Calvert Hall night.
Yeah, it was funny though because like, so I had the under and we were sitting in our seats and I watched that first inning. I told my son, I said, we're getting up. We were getting up for two reasons. Because I needed to go walk around after seeing that first inning. Mm-hmm. And like, this can't be the rest of the game. And I just don't get, is it just me? You're free to talk. You're free to do whatever you want when you're there. We had somebody coughing up a lung behind me and could not get. And then they're the loudest people that were just losing their minds over nothing and cackling like schoolgirls. I mean, so loud that you're going,
shut up.
Are you guys even watching the game?
Like, probably not.
What are you doing here?
You know what's funny? I don't even know if you realize you do this.
What?
Whenever you start talking about what you did, and because our lives revolve around sports, the first thing out of your mouth is what bet you had. You feel, I was at the, I had the under.
Yeah.
I noticed that too.
He's like, if you're watching on TV, you're at the ballpark, it could be anything.
Well, yeah. My wife made chicken and parm last night. I had under 1.5 pieces because I went to the Oreo game.
You know that kid, Jeremiah Jackson, man.
Yeah.
OPS 887, opposite field home run. I mean, that's power.
Oppo boppo.
Hit it down the line, opposite field. That's some serious power.
I like when they
He sustained it. You know, he looked hot when he just came out of nowhere, kind of.
Yeah.
Still doing it.
Yeah, he's still doing it.
Yeah.
314 batting average, almost a 350 on-base percentage.
By the way, I know you remember this because I don't remember if you were here or not when that caller called in about him. Hey, I'm kind of happy we're going to get – were you here?
I was here for that, yeah.
I'm kind of happy we're going to get a chance to see him. And I'm going, what?
Who?
And then all of a sudden he comes up, and in his first couple games you're going,
yeah.
Oof, man, like error here. What are you doing?
And he never played the outfield.
And then it's like...
well, you got a second baseman already, so...
It's incredibly easy to play the outfield. You know that.
I've heard that, yeah.
Dude, I was, from my vantage point, during the game, when I'm working home games, they had Mateo in center field and Jeremiah Jackson in right. Jeremiah Jackson's still learning the outfield. Every time the Orioles were in the field, guys... Anthony Sanders was working. Move here! Back up! Left. That was the first three pitches.
Oh.
Get on to the line. I mean, he was like air traffic control out there with those guys.
So our seats were behind home plate, like up in that little area back there. And one of my buddies I ran into was like, hey, foul balls come back here all the time. So don't be looking at your phone. Keep your head on a swivel. First pitch of the game.
Really?
Right over my head. I'm sitting there. By the way, I'm in my spaceship, and I'm like, what the hell? And it's coming over my head, and it literally hits right behind it. And you should have seen. I said, you know what? After watching that broad with the Phillies game, I mean, you guys find a baseball and do whatever you want. I didn't even turn around.
I would never for the life of me understand people's desire to
get a foul ball. I can understand a home run.
Maybe.
But not a foul ball.
The best part was there was
a baseball.
There was a guy behind us.
Go to Dick's. They got boxes of them there.
There was a guy behind us that he finds the baseball and he goes, hurry up, record me. I want people to see that I caught this. Sir, you didn't catch that. That's like me going to the grocery store and buying some fish and going, hey, look at this fish I caught.
Exactly.
No, you just picked it up. What are you talking about?
Look at this steer I killed.
Let me clarify this, Ed. I'm not chasing a ball. But I do understand why people want home run balls. I'm not going to get
it. People are nuts.
Yeah, I'm not going to get one, but I understand why. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I did have a funny moment because the person I was going to the game with ended up, they were sick. So my son went with me, but I texted Rashawn. I said, hey, do you want any tickets to the Orioles game? Would you be interested in going? He goes, man, I can't because if I take tickets from somebody else, Rob gets upset.
No, he didn't.
You mean to show you this?
No, I want to see
the ticks. Hold on. I'll read it verbatim. I would have took the ticks, but Rob gets jealous when other people give me free Oreo tickets.
Slide, son of a bitch.
How dare you?
I hate him, man. We'll talk Orioles, Pirates at 7 o'clock. The walk-off, Sam. It was like a month ago we had none. Now we got two of them by Samuel Basile. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Baltimore Ravens, do you have any worries about a hangover as the Ravens head into the home opener? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Yeah. Got a pretty good handle on what happened and a good handle on where we're going forward. And we're excited about the opportunity to move on and play the Browns and go find a way to play our best football on Sunday here at M&T in the home opener.
You lose a tough game last week to a very good football team, a team that will just beat you in the postseason, the end of your season. Much like last year, when you lose to the Chiefs, and then you play the Chiefs, you go 0-2 in that stretch. And what did the Ravens do that next week? They lost to Vegas. They lost to Vegas. So it's not ridiculous to ask the question whether or not you're afraid of a hangover, because we've seen this movie before. You lose on the road to Kansas City, who just ended your season the year before. This year, you lose on the road to Buffalo in a close game, who just ended your season the year before. Now you have the equivalent of, when you say Cleveland is the equivalent of playing Las Vegas last year, at home, definitely. It's set up just like it. Mm-hmm. It's set up the same. You know, week three, the Ravens went on the road to Dallas.
Only difference is
this year, they stay at home for Detroit, though.
I think sometimes don't overlook divisional games. There's that familiarity that you have.
Fine.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. There were 12.5-point favorite.
Yes, they
now
were.
I've seen some 11.5s out there. Mm-hmm. As some people think double digits is just too much in the NFL to be given up.
I think so. I've always felt that way. I'd stay away from double digits.
Well, because in the NFL, too, you see what the Ravens did on Sunday, where you talk about the prevent. Teams do that all the time and still hold on and win games. But that's why a lot of times when you see the double digit, you're up 14 points and you're feeling great, and then all of a sudden they score a touchdown. You don't care. You just want to run out the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So
are you afraid, Ed, of a double? I mean, of a hangover?
A little bit. I think this is going to work one of two ways. I think they're going to come out and beat them like 38-7, or they're going to lose this game in a close game where it's like in a high scoring game. Like for some reason they can't stop. Flacco has a big day, and just I can see this happening. So I'm a little concerned about the game.
I thought you were going to say it happens one of two ways. They either win or they lose.
Well, there's that, yes.
Who are we supposed to root for? Is it Flacco or is it the Ravens?
The Ravens.
Go Ravens. I don't, you know who I have concern for with the hangover is the Bills. I don't have concern with the Ravens. You got checked. You got hit in the mouth And now you're coming back home for your home opener. Mm-hmm. The Bills are going on the road to face the Jets, who just lost a really tough game, and they're coming off this emotional victory, mm-hmm. and it's their first road game. And by the way, I know it's Derrick Henry, so he needs to be put in another category. He broke off three runs that were huge against them. Breece Hall has speed for days.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call a Jets upset.
But it's a divisional game, though. Same thing.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So, like, but again.
But Jets at home means divisional game. Okay. Yeah. It means more for them. Okay.
I think so. Again, like, the fact that you're coming off the loss, I think it kind of, I mean, I can't
But they
say
came
for
off
certain.
A loss last year with KC.
But that's the first time that's happened, right? Where they went 0-2 to start the season under Harbaugh?
Am I saying it's likely? No, I'm not. But I'm saying it's not ridiculous to worry about it because we were here before last year.
And the only reason
if you ask me, I think they beat – I said I hate double-digit games, but I think if you put a gun to my head, I tell you they beat win by 10 against Cleveland. That's what I think.
If I put a gun to your head, I'm not asking who wins the Ravens game. I'm asking other questions.
I think they win by 10. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But it's reasonable to say you're worried about a letdown.
I think in this day and age in the NFL, you can't overlook anything. I mean, the Titans could have easily beat the Broncos this past week. You know, we had Cincinnati was losing to Cleveland. Who would have thought, you know, and it's Cleveland's home opener, and I know everybody thought Cincinnati was going to win. They had no business winning that game at all, Cincinnati did. We see strange things all the time. So, like, yeah, I don't think you can take anything for granted. I think we all look at this game going, yeah, the Ravens should win, but I could see this happening.
410-583-1057, East Baltimore. Larry, what's up, Larry?
Morning, how y'all doing?
Good. Well, how are you?
Hey, I'm saying I'm not watching the Ravens game room with Terry Fire, Zach Orr. I'm through with him. Now on the spot, I would have left him in Baltimore. I would have left him in Buffalo. Y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, Larry.
Zach Orr is getting beat up. Oh, good Lord, this weekend.
Incredible, yes.
Are you surprised?
No.
Is it warranted, in your opinion?
He's in charge of the defense. They look terrible. So.
But he's in charge.
That's what you get.
Ken McCusick said the thing that looms the largest here yesterday. Buffalo ran 50 in the second half alone.
Yeah.
50. The longest drive by the offense was four plays. Four.
Even scoring drives, four plays.
Any defense, I don't care how good your defense is, if you're in there in the second half and you have to be on the field for 50 plays. Now, granted, you can get a stop too, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But at the same extent too, everything goes hand in hand. So no, not one singular game I'm going to sit here and say, oh, this is all Zach Orr's fault. And again, whose philosophy was it to go to the prevent? Is that Zach Orr's idea? Is it Harbaugh coming over and say, like, we don't know.
You don't know. He's D coordinator. That's all I'm saying.
No.
I don't think he should be fired, but it's like you're in charge of defense. They look terrible. And the fact there were 50 plays, that's your fault.
I think
you should have stopped them multiple times.
Well, I mean, the Ravens started off the third quarter, 4 plays out, but they scored a touchdown on 4 plays. Buffalo comes in 9 plays, touchdown. Ravens come in 3 plays, punt. Buffalo comes in 6 plays, punt. It's something like they answered each other back and forth for punting touchdowns for the rest of the half until right towards the end. Ravens, 3 plays punt, touchdown Buffalo. 2 plays fumble, touchdown Buffalo. 3 plays punt, field goal Buffalo. So I think to Jeremy's point is they got no help from the offense, especially down the stretch. It's not 50 plays probably if you don't go 3 plays punt and 2 plays fumble.
And again,
not 50 plays for Buffalo.
This isn't me saying that you're wrong, that like Zach Orr is a great defensive coordinator. I'm just not going to base it off of one game. If we looked at it last year, I don't know what the deal was. You know, I do. Dean Pease coming and fixed everything, man. It just he helped everything out.
But they did look terrible in the beginning, her first half of the year.
Yeah.
They looked like this.
Yep.
410-583-1057
is
the
number. But you're also not playing Buffalo every week either.
Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? I believe in the Ravens defense, but hey, Rob, check your phone. I just sent you a play, right? Why is our D tackles playing in coverage? We got a slot cornerback act like he playing edge and he's getting like washed up in the box. Like, it's pitiful, right?
Well, they rush one and rush zero.
And this is what I was saying when people were criticizing Roquan Smith for tackling 5 and 6 yards downfield because this is what I saw. The defensive linemen were backing. So how can I come up to make a tackle when you have multiple plays like this, Trippy?
Hey, Rob, I'm going to be real with you, right? And, like, the Ravens, man, like, I'm going to be real. The defense soft, and I hope the players hear this. Y'all soft right now. And if y'all let Joe Flacco come to the bank and patch us up, somebody getting the pink slip. I don't know who it is. Head coach, somebody.
I ain't heard that one in a while.
Hear me out. It's sad, y'all. Like, okay, we lost the game, but it's the way how we lost the game. We got to stop doing this. When we up 15 points, I don't care. We up 25 points. Keep running the score up. Because that's remember that year when we won the Super Bowl and we had to play on the road thanks to the Orioles? What did Peyton Manning do?
Threw seven touchdowns.
Up on us.
Yeah, but we got exactly. Keith Urban on a float, man. Did you see him?
Exactly. But I ain't going to hold you up, man. I hope they get it together because I ain't going to lie. Right now, I think Joe Flacco coming to the bank. He's going to put up 300 yards. So I hope he proved me wrong, but that's how I look.
Hey, Rob.
I haven't heard pink slip in a long time.
I'm going to be real with you.
Be real with me.
Keith Urban had like 3 good hits. I mean, so it wasn't that bad to get him on the
floor. Were the 3 hits before he came here, or did we lift his career up in 3 hits?
What's the leave my cat and take my sweater song? I don't know. It was pretty good. It is I agree with the one time the NFL goes, yeah, we're going to let you guys open up, but you're going to go on the road because of what happened with the Orioles. Yeah. It screwed everything up, and that was an ugly start to that season.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Orioles, Pirates at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, former backup quarterback, now analyst, Kurt Benkert, believes that the Ravens are super talented but have abysmal coaching. We talked a lot about this yesterday, didn't we?
Maybe we shouldn't have because we don't go to practice.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show or games on the Fan.
In my opinion, the Ravens are a super talented team that just have abysmal coaching at this point. And they've been riding the coattails of a lot of talent for a long time. And the Bills, even though, in my opinion, they don't have as good of a roster as the Ravens do, are way better coached.
Well, I said for a little bit that I believe this team is more Eric DaCosta than I do coaching. I think it's the ingredients and the ingredients that you put together that make it real tough not to succeed. Now, I'm not saying it's zero coaching. I'm saying I think if you put a percentage together, the greater percentage of success is Eric DaCosta more so than coaching.
Garceau used to say to me all the time, he's like, show me the team that won with no talent. Show me the team that went out and won the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. won the World Series that had no talent. Like, you can get a ton from coaching, managing, whatever. Uh-huh. Like, it can absolutely elevate you. But it can also go the other way, too. Where you have this type of talent and you're not getting the most out of them because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And I'm not saying that's the situation here.
And I think this team is uber talented, though.
Yes.
I think that's the difference. You're right. You're 100% right. You're not, you know, you don't have to be the most talented team in the league to win a Super Bowl. But you gotta be amongst the top talented teams to win the Super Bowl. You gotta be amongst them.
And in the conversation we had with Kim McCusick yesterday about the denominator, how many games did they have double digits? That's a total math thing that we're talking about. And he's not wrong on the percentages of what he's talking about. The only thing that I disagree with, to me, is a variable that comes in, is that not all these teams are equal. So if we're going to take the bottom line of, like, well, that team only lost 3 games that they led by double digits, well, their roster sucks.
Yeah.
How did they get up double digits 3 times? You know, like, you to me, it factors in that, yeah, of course, you're going to have those over the course of your career, however long. And the fact that John Harbaugh's been here a long time, mm-hmm. I mean, it tells you, like, they like what he's done here. They feel comfortable with him. And you've been around for so long, it's going to happen. But that's still, to me, way too many times to happen.
And I'm not going back to 08, like I said yesterday, Ed. I'm not even going back to 08. I'm going in the last 3 years. It's happened too many times in the last 3 years.
The most talented team in football.
Right. I don't care about what it has. You know, I remember them losing the playoff game in New England in double-digit lead. I remember that. But I'm not going back to that. I'm going back to the last 3 years with this team right here. It's too good to lose that many double-digit leads.
Yeah, I mean, they are. They just are. And it is kind of weird, though, that this has been going on for a long time. It may predate Harbaugh. It's like, I'm trying to remember how long ago was this when we blew against the Patriots, those 2 14-point leads?
That was Harbaugh.
It was Harbaugh.
He's talking about the undefeated season when Bart Scott threw the flag.
Well, that's what you're talking about? I thought you were talking about the playoffs.
Oh, it was 2007.
No, it was 7, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when Billick blew the kiss at Rodney Harrison.
Oh.
Rodney Harrison was playing safety for him. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he catch it?
Yeah. It's an odd thing. It's like, it's just been going on a long time, so I'll say. And I agree with you. I agree with McCusick. There is validity in what he said because they're so good and they, you know, boat race so many teams. They get double digit leads. They get 20-point leads. Most teams can't. They do it on the regular. So you're going to have more chances to blow them, but you shouldn't be blowing them.
But so that's the point. Like
many of them, anyway.
Everything that Ken said is absolutely valid from a math standpoint. I'm not even going to question him on math. The guy's an actuary.
An actuary.
he's on top of all of it. And that's why, like, I love talking to him. And we go back and forth on social media, DMing each other back, whether it's new movies and shows to watch or if we're just talking about football or gambling stuff. It comes down to it. But again, like, I just go back to this. He's right from a math standpoint, but again, they're not created equal. Like, if I go back and look at the Seahawks versus the Ravens, the Rams versus the Ravens, I think we're going to vastly see different things over the years where, yeah, they were good for this amount of time or they were good for this amount of time. This has been a very good roster for a long time. You may not have had the quarterback you wanted for a period of time when you had Kyle Bowler, if we're going back that far. You may have been looking for someone towards the end of Joe Flacco's career and you luck into a Lamar being there at the end of the first round and he turns into, what, the most exciting player in the league. But it's just way too many games to be blowing. And I think this narrative builds too when we start talking about having the most talented team and not winning. Who gets blamed? I mean, what did we say about the Dodgers yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've won, but they won despite Dave Roberts, not because
of him. I agree with that. Over the last three full seasons, not counting this year, the Ravens have had 19 double-digit wins. But how many significant playoff wins?
Yeah.
You can't win that. 19 double-digit wins in 3 years. That's a lot of double-digit wins. You have nothing to show for that. You got something for me over there, Joe?
This is from Ben Solek on ESPN. So, as we know, the Ravens have lost 8 games in the past 5 seasons in which they had a win probability above 90%. The next closest team is 5. But the
does
Ravens
it say who that team is?
It does not.
Okay.
The Ravens have the 4th most games in which they hit 90% threshold over the last 5 seasons, but they're winning those games at just an 83.3% clip instead of the 90% clip that you might expect. So in other words, it's objectively good that they're building big fourth quarter leads, even if it is objectively bad that they blow them. The goodness and badness don't cancel each other out, though. It is collectively overall bad.
But also, I think you also have to look at, again, like it's not a level playing field when we're talking about, did you blow a 10-point lead to the Raiders? Yeah.
And Jeremy, to follow that up, 6 of those 8 games that they blew happened in the first month of the season.
Mm-hmm. 6 of the 8.
Correct.
Yeah. Raiders Colts is the one that stands out in my head.
They listed them all as week 1 at Raiders in 2021. Week 2 in the Dolphins, that's when they gave up 28 points. Week 4 in the Bills in 2022, they lost 23-20. Week 3 versus the Colts in 23, and week 2 versus the Raiders last year.
Wasn't that
Gardner Minshew.
Wow.
Colts and Raiders.
Wentz?
When? With the Colts?
Yeah.
No, that's Minshew. Gardner Minshew okay. Beat them twice.
Right. The one you're thinking about, Rob, is when they went up huge and the Ravens came back and won in overtime.
Okay. Right. Yeah, and the Buffalo Bills, when it was 23-20, the 10-point lead was in the first half. I mean,
it's 20-3 at halftime.
Okay, but they came back.
Right before halftime.
And then the Bills came down and scored on the first drive, I think.
I believe so, yeah. That's what it was. So it's a little misleading.
Let's go out to Donnie in Baltimore. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not doing much, man. What's going on?
All right, so next week, this week, I am worried about a letdown. Like you said, Rob, it's got the same makeup as last season, and it's like a John Harbaugh-led team. You know, lose a big game where we had a big lead, and then follow it up with a loss to a team that you should beat or everyone expects you to beat. And I do think it's a real coaching problem. When y'all were just talking about the blown leads and stuff like that, I look at it even deeper. Like, the numbers look good when Kim McCusick talking about it, but we're watching the games and we see how the Ravens blow these leads, and it's the same thing over and over again. So like y'all said, man, the team is too good for the Ravens to be losing these type of games. So I think it's a coaching thing.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
Look, I've been on this for a while, and I know you probably fall in line the same way I do.
Yep.
You know, I've seen enough to think I know what this team looks like under this regime from a coaching standpoint. And I said it years ago that I wouldn't let that cat go off to Seattle. And I know that's kind of, you can't do it in that moment. You can't.
Nope.
But I did think he was, I like these younger coaches that eventually when we start seeing it, the Sean McVays of the world. Now, I would have liked Mike McDaniel, and that dog wouldn't have hunted. And I think he might be the first coach fired this year.
Can I tell you something, though?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about culture. I'm not saying he would have been completely different here,
mm-hmm.
but I think he would have been not the same guy he is in Miami.
Can I also tell you the big problem with these offensive-minded guys? They come in, and I can fix that quarterback. Like, you give him a quarterback, he's like, yeah, I can fix him. And you saw what happened. Tua could play in that system when he was healthy, but he looks terrible now.
I mean, who's driving the bus ultimately for the Miami Dolphins organization? You know, I mean, it's a lot more structure here in Baltimore. I don't think he is that guy that way out there.
Yeah.
Is like he is in Miami if he's here. Yeah. I don't think so.
I also feel like he's the type of guy that'd say, you go take the defense. I'll just make the decision on what we're going to do in key moments. I'm going to work over here with this offense and do what I know.
I think that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's what you're comfortable with. And you're going to get your hand. Even as a head coach, I don't know why you bother hiring coordinators, honestly, when they do that.
You know what that means? It means you're just the coordinator. That's all you are.
Yeah.
So go coordinate. Yeah. Don't ruin somebody's
organization. Yeah, go put on the mushroom belt. Go put on the jacket with the mushrooms on the inside.
Or like any given Sunday. You're a coordinator, Kroger. You're a coordinator. O's Pirates at 7 o'clock. World is stupid. Warning. At 7:15, but on the other side, who bounces back in week two? The Bengals or the Lions? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
6:48 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, we overreact so much in the National Football League, and that's rightfully so because you don't have as many games as any other sport. So week one, the Bengals They win 17-16, and the Lions lose 27-13. Both had bad performances. So forget about the results. Which one of those teams do you think bounces back to have a better performance in week two?
Is you asking me? Because, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can give this answer. I'm going to say both.
Okay.
Like, if you look at Jacksonville and Cincinnati, I know it has the highest total. I think it's going to be the highest scoring game of the weekend. And Cincinnati's offense is going to show out. One of the reasons that Cincinnati was stifled on Sunday was the wind. You couldn't push the ball downfield there. And we've talked about this. What can Flacco do? Flacco can sling that through any conditions. Right. And they weren't pushing the ball downfield either. They were just taking the intermediate and running all over that Cincinnati defense. Carolina just couldn't expose some of the weaknesses of Jacksonville. They did a good, like, if you didn't watch the game, and I didn't expect you to, but Carolina was moving the football down the field, and they kept basically biting themselves in their own ass.
Right.
Turnovers, penalties, all the stuff that bad football teams do. But with these two teams, I think Detroit comes home after that tough loss, and they show out. And, oh, by the way, they're not just playing any team. They're playing their former offensive coordinator. Yeah. So I think, I know both sides will think it's kind of friendly, but they want to beat each other. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But I think Detroit shows out this weekend.
So do I.
Against the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think Detroit's got too much talent to not come back and angry.
And by the way, I mean, if you're picking one of these teams, the answer is the Lions, because I don't know about you guys. I wouldn't be shocked if Jacksonville beat Cincinnati. Their defense is awful. You look at what Jacksonville's offense did, and with the former Bucs defensive or offensive coordinator, Duvall, calling plays there, Liam. That guy's a great play designer, and he's going to set them up. And I think, again, I think Jacksonville routes them from a defensive standpoint. I still think Cincinnati puts up a ton of points, too.
I think bounce back Lions just because I think they're a better football team. Again, that's why I said I'm not going results oriented, because the Bengals actually won and the Lions lost. So you would say by the results, the Bengals don't need to bounce back. But the way they played, they needed to bounce back. I just think I have more faith and more confidence in the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
You know, I just do. Forget about the opponent.
Yeah.
I have more faith and confidence in them. You know, that I don't know what bouncing back for Cincinnati is, because I don't know who they are.
It's back-to-back road games for them, too. They haven't had a home game yet.
Who?
Cincinnati.
No, they're home.
I thought it was at Jacksonville.
Week two, no.
No, my apologies.
Yeah.
You didn't say my bad.
Huh? I said my apologies because it sounds more formal.
It does.
Yeah. But no, I do. Again, this is another one of those games where I think from an offensive standpoint, we saw offenses struggle in week one. And I think some of them were the products of their environment. Some of it may be what we talked about yesterday, where it's like, yeah, no preseason. Are they coming out a little flat? Or maybe it's just, you know.
Isn't that like a lot of the teams this weekend? Like
every game. So like, the weird thing about Sunday.
Right? Like, that was a bad week.
The weird thing about Sunday is every game went under except the crazy-ass Ravens game. Yeah. And then the game with the lowest total, which was the Jets and Steelers. All those games went under. And you can't tell me it's not because defenses are great. The offenses, they didn't look like they were in sync.
So many.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore, Daryl. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I was about Harbaugh. I mean, I think Harbaugh is a good coach. I mean, I think the guys play hard for him. I think I think he's a good leader of men. But the problem is, to me, with him, is that he's not a good in-game coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, for instance, the Buffalo game. On that, you got to come in and say something to the offensive coordinator. When I didn't like that play call with Jay Flowers on that sweep. I don't come down and say, hey, what are we doing here? Before the play. And then before the Lamar, you say you notice Lamar coming out the field. So how about you got three timeouts? How about calling?
But Daryl, everything we know about the Harbaughs, I wouldn't be surprised if that being conservative at the end of the game is from Harbaugh. Everything we know about the Harbaughs, they play conservative football. The Midwest guys. So we're saying Harbaugh should have said something to the coordinator. What if the coordinator is responding and reacting the way what Harbaugh wants in those situations? Let's look at the exercise. This has been happening before Todd Monken. Different coordinators, same thing happens all the time. So why do we keep blaming the coordinator? We've seen this over and over again. You said the other day you thought Dean Pease was the defensive coordinator again on Sunday night.
I did. Yeah.
It wasn't Dean Pease, still yeah. same head coach. We keep blaming coordinators for the same things happening over and over again with the same head coach. Maybe it is the philosophy. Maybe the coordinators are calling plays and putting up schemes based on the philosophy of the guy they work for.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that how that,
that's Zero Rush. It's bizarre. That was the craziest thing I've seen in an NFL game in a long time.
It's getting way too cute, man. Like,
I mean, what was that? Seriously, what the hell was that?
What do you think? Is the clock going to run out? Is it, you're up by, Rob, you're up by three, and then you're protecting the three-point line and giving up the two. And it's like, okay, I get that. Hey, we're trying to stop you. Let me send everybody back in coverage.
Kurt Benkert, dude, said that it was the player's fault for not guarding the sideline. I can't remember. I think he said it was Marlon Humphrey saying, he's okay. Like, why is he not on the sideline? Because the point is of that is to keep everything on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he was saying, he's like, he said, I don't really get this call. I don't hate it. But when your players don't do what they're supposed to do, like, that falls on you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is another one of those people are going to get blamed that don't deserve to get all the blame, but there's plenty to pass around. I mean, you lose a game 41-40, there's going to be blame to go around to a lot of people. And I think that's an interesting take of it, because no matter what people think about what Benkert's saying, if you don't like him, you're like, oh, he doesn't know. Like, he's watching the film. He's breaking it down. He doesn't know. But no, if you follow him on social media, you'll see him doing this, not just for the Ravens, but for all the teams.
410-583-1057. That's the number. World of Stupid is at 7:15. But on the other side, Birds walking off again, this time against the Pirates. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.